Well, you know, like, first, I will tell you one thing. Like, we have no one of this name on this team. So, you know, like, today we saw all the players, you know, like, we've met them and everything. And, you know, like, today it's a, you know, like, it's the end of the season. We're not where we want to be at. We wish that we would keep going. But today I will focus solely on my team.
What are your emotions?
The fact that he said that.
Like
first
I said,
like
there's no one of that name on our team, and today it's a great day. Okay? I want to spend this day, you know, focusing on my team.
Well, what are your emotions today? You said it's a great day.
You see those guys right now. It's time to look at our players in a different way. You know, like today, it's not about like business and preparing practice and challenge them to get better and to win a big game and to get them in and show them videotapes of what they did good or what they can improve on. Like today it's the closure. Tonight we'll have a nice meal and everything. So those guys went through the wall for us. They were so honest, they were so loyal to the coaching staff, to this organization, that, I love my players. I've said this many times during the season, but those guys, they were a tight-knit group, great individuals, and I always preach that great players make great team. And I think that this year we definitely made some very interesting steps.
Well, was there any one player you take more pride in their development than another? Lots made big steps. Is there one that maybe caught you off guard a little?
We're a big family. You have to like the old ones, like the young ones. And today it's not the story of one or two or three guys. It's a story of a group, got together, worked unbelievably hard day one of training camp. And it took a while. It's a process. To win in this league, it is so, so tough. You know, to make the playoffs, it's, very, very tough. And, I think that, we did some steps. Have we done, enough steps? No. Is this season, a success? No. But did we build some positive steps? Yes.
Bob, Sean Monahan's, I guess, education is going to continue at World Championships. What's an experience like that going to mean for him?
Well, it's huge. Yeah. It's all about playing in May. Playing in May, playing in June. I remember, looking at the Flames and then the finals against Tampa Bay and the Red Mile, this city going crazy. And, you go to World Championships, obviously, it's not, for any NHL players, it's not like an NHL Stanley Cup Finals for, all the hype in the city and, all this. But at the same time, it's going to be another great evaluation for Monty, to play on a bigger ice, to play with different teammates, to play also with guys from different teams. You'll learn to know the game from a different angle. So that's going to be a great experience.
Have you had an opportunity to sit with Brian and discuss your own future?
No. That's going to be for later on. But this game is not about myself. I'm the coach. I love this game. I love this league. And I love what we did as an organization. But I understand that I'm also just a part of this organization. So Brian is the GM. Brian's the president. And he'll sit with me about myself, about my staff, and he'll give us, his future plans. But, at no time I will, say anything about my job in the media. This game is not about myself. I feel that as a coach, your job is to hold the spotlight on your players. People come and watch the players, not the coaches.
One of those players this year was Mark Giordano. When you named him captain, did you know exactly what you were getting and how well he embrace that role?
I might seem too confident or what. I had no doubt that Mark Giordano would be a great captain. I've said it this week in front of my players. For me, Mark Giordano is the ultimate pro. Not only captain, you look at this guy, the way that he prepares, the way he trains, the way he treats people, the way that he respects the game. You know, like, it's, you know, like, he's the type of guy that, you know, we're going to build, like, you know, like a long path, you know, like leading us to success with Gio. You know, like, very simple guy, you know, like great individual, lots of fun to coach.
It was mentioned during preseason how you guys hoped that a leadership group, a larger leadership group, would emerge. Has that happened this year? Did you hope it would?
Yeah, no, like, I think that, you know, like, Gio was very smart in his approach as a captain. He was selling some memberships, you know, and, you know, like, because that we had, like, some great individuals, you know, like, lots of older players, lots of veterans, had some unbelievable years, you know, like, good seasons while, you know, like, increasing their leadership role. And that's what you need, you know, like, to play an 82-game schedule and back-to-back. You know, it's not always about executing the X and O's the right way. It's about, like, rolling up your sleeve and getting up in that locker room and say, hey, you know, like, we need to be better than this. We need to challenge, you know, like, the group in order to, you know, like, to have better practices, to have better workouts. And I think that, you know, like, all our veterans have done this, and there would have been no way possible for us as a coaching staff, you know, like, to keep challenging, like, the young players, our rookies, or, you know, like, the new players on our team without, like, you know, like, the precious contribution of our veterans. Like, those guys were a big, big help to the coaching staff.
Any words for young Goodrow and Arnold today? Any advice, any thoughts you want to share?
I just told them, I said, what a week. You know, like, it was, you know, like, preparing for Final Four, then getting beat, like, Johnny, Hobie Baker, then negotiate, get on a plane, get over here, you know, like, it's, you know, like, it was just like a whirlwind. And, you know, I give them credit. I thought that, you know, like, they did a great job. Like, you know, like, they both had a great game. And, you know, we just gave them enough information not to get them to overthink the game. And I thought they did quite well.
You've been in the media, so you know I have to go one more time with something. No names.
You're persistent.
I'm a pain in the butt. Mm-hmm. But is there any room in professional hockey for personal attacks such as has transpired in the last 24 hours?
You know, like I said, like, this is a great day. This is a great day. We're a very proud organization. And, you know, like, I love my players. You know, I'm not looking to deflect any attention. You know, like, I will focus on my team.
One last question.
You're quite a four. You guys, you're what, 2-1-2-4 check?
I can't say
that. All right, try it.
When someone is openly talks about their dislike to you, does that even hurt your feelings? Can you not help but take it personally in that sense?
You know, like I said, like, this is a great day. You know, you see him. You see myself. I'm in very good humor. Like, I've, you know, like, hug and shake hand with all of my players today, and we'll leave it at this.
Tomorrow, can I talk to you about it?
You can call me. Maybe Valentine's Day would be a better day.
Bob, you keep saying today is a great day. This team finished with its worst point total in over a decade. So why is today great?
Because, like, last year, like, you know, like, it's not always a matter of point. It's a matter that where, you know, like, we draw the line. Like, we decided, like, late last year that we would, you know, like, get, like, you know, like, a new face to this organization. You know, like, that we would go with younger players. You know, like, we lost our number one goalie, who was the face of this franchise for many years ago, along with Jerome Iginla. You know, you don't replace those guys. You know, like, you don't get a Canadian Tire catalog and you look at page 12 and page 20 and suddenly you have a replacement for those great players. It's not how it works in this business. It's a process. It takes time. And I look at the dedication, the commitment of all of our players, what they've shown us, you know, like, game in, game out. And from the inside, I don't know about the outside because I'm not in the outside. From the inside, I saw commitment and I saw progress. And for me, you know, like, that's what I can bring back, you know, like, to whoever's going to ask me questions, whether it's you guys, whether it's Brian, whether it's the ownership, you know, like, I live with those guys, and, you know, I think that those guys gave us everything that they had.
Bob,
obviously you guys exceed the expectations of a lot of onlookers this season. From a coaching staff perspective, how do you guys continue to raise the bar for this group and, you know, get the most you can out of them next season?
To keep pushing, you know, like it's, you know, it's not as easy as it sounds. But, you know, like when you deal with good people, they know, you know, like we have plenty of meetings, like we have leadership group meetings also. And, you know, like we know where we finish this year is not good enough. And if we go like 2-3 other rank in the standings next year, it will still not be good enough. Like the passing grade in this league, because it's the best hockey league in the world, is you need to be top 16. If you're not top 16, you can be happy about the progress. You can be happy about, like, you know, like everything around. But, you know, like the passing grade is that we want to play hockey here in late April, May, and June, and, you know, like give our fans what they're cheering for.
Does Joel Colburn's future lie on the wing, do you think?
We put him on the wing because he was playing so well. But, you know, like with Backlund's progression, Matt Stajan, Sean Monahan, one thing I didn't want to do with Monty, I didn't want to put him on the wing because at 19 years old, I wanted him to learn the game, like, you know, like the right way, especially on the defensive side of the puck. Like offensively, you know, I think that he carried himself like so well, like, you know, obviously with his goal production, it's very easy to see. But at the same time, like, you know, it got to a point that Joe's progression, I couldn't give him enough ice time at center in order to keep his progression going. And I felt that on the wing, he protects the puck very well. He has a frame to put more muscle, and he will. So will he go back at center? It's a possibility. But at the same time, I just wanted to make sure that I was rewarding him with the proper ice time. And if I would have kept him at center, that wouldn't have been possible.
We don't necessarily know the goalies that'll be in camp in September, but you've got a lot.
I thought you were asking me who was starting game one. it's a business that, you have to see it day to day. You know, like Kari Ramo made some great steps, but, you know, like in this business, there's always someone who's after your jersey or after your position. And, you know, like it's, you know, you have to learn to get better. You have to learn to survive. And, you know, like at the same time, we're learning to win over here.